Now in chapter 18, we read here, "And the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh and set up the tabernacle of the congregation there, and the land was subdivided before them." Now, Shiloh was the place that they came to when they crossed over, you will recall. And it actually is a very famous place, but it was not to be the permanent place to begin with. It was not in the center of the land. And the place that God would choose would be through David, which would be Jerusalem, and that would be the place that would be chosen later on, but not Shiloh. Actually, it's to be a temporary place. And later on we'll find out that this is the place that Samuel, he commuted all over the place from Shiloh, by the way. But when you come to David, you will find out that the capital is moved to the center of the land. And you will find also at that time that Jerusalem, the city, the Mount of David, Mount Zion, that was David's favorite spot where he built his capital. That's where he was. So that actually Shiloh now becomes the temporary place for the tabernacle. And here is where the children of Israel are to come to. Now, he gives to them a challenge, and we'll close with that because it's the same challenge that we've seen today. Let me read verses 2 and 3. "And there remained among the children of Israel seven tribes, which had not yet received their inheritance. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, How long are ye slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers hath given you?" And actually, these other tribes were just standing around with their hands in their pockets, and they were saying to Joshua, "Well, what about this land? What are you going to give us?" And Joshua said to them, "How long are you going to stand around? Why don't you go up and possess your land? You've been given a certain area, and that was marked out, and you're to go up and possess that. How long will you wait?" And that is the challenge I think that God is giving to us today, many of us. Why are you so slack to go and to possess the land God's given you? He's made over to you all spiritual blessings. He has been good to you. Oh, how today so many of us can thank God for His grace, His love, His goodness, and His mercy. How wonderful He is. Why don't we move in and lay hold of all these things God has for us today? Believe me, these tribes now begin to move out. And they go out now to possess the land that God has given to them. We're going to see, by the way, next time, I think two of the most remarkable things. For instance, the people of Israel, because this man Joshua has been busy leading them, they didn't give him an inheritance. And now they give him the part that he wants. We're going to see where he chose. Quite interesting. You see, they thought of their leader. I think it's tragic today to see so many men in God's service, and we're living in this technical age, and they'll serve a church for years, and then the church makes no arrangement for a pension for them when these cold-blooded business corporations today, they take care of that sort of thing, and God's people do not. Then we're going to see that altar that was built that divided the people. We'll take that up next time.